It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breeze.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I'm really proud and happy to announce today I've got Norm Goldstein from BKFK, and of course, over time we've always interviewed some of these young entrepreneurs and some young kids who have a way about them and an education. And Warren Buffett just had his Secret Millionaires Club, and Norm and his company are very much involved in that. Norm, welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. Thanks so much, Todd. Good to talk to you.
So, Norm, tell us a little bit about BKFK and what you guys do and about the program.
Great. So BKFK, which is Buy Kids for Kids, is a pro-social family and youth marketing company. We develop programs for major corporations that connect with teachers, families, and students. We design these programs to be end-to-end solutions to fulfill either corporate social responsibility initiatives, public relations goals and objectives, or we ultimately try to help them with marketing campaigns. And so we've been doing this now for over a dozen years. We work with a lot of the major sport leagues like the NFL, the NBA, a lot of major corporations like Intel, Xerox, retailers like Staples, Sears, and Sports Authority. And a number of years back, Warren Buffett, when he turned 80, was looking to develop a campaign around financial literacy and entrepreneurship to really become a legacy for students in America to learn about financial literacy and entrepreneurship. And so we got the nod, basically, to build this national campaign, which consists of a national competition called the Grow Your Own Business Challenge that inspires students to come up with a business idea that has a philanthropic component and to really submit those ideas into our online submission engine, which is at smckids.com. And we then have all these submissions. This year it was about 4,100 plus intellectual property submissions by minors. And we had a selection of judges all over the country that did the online judging and assessed the viability and the success of these businesses. And I must tell you that some of the ideas that kids came up with are extraordinary. Really, the kind of things that when you think of 10 or 12-year-olds could come up with as a business is just beyond what I would think that I could do when I was 10 or 12. Anyway, so the program starts in October, runs through the end of January. We then get a selection of judges all over the country who judge these submissions. They bring them down into a semifinal event, and then those semifinalists are then judged again by a selection of more high-profile judges, and then they have to submit videos of their ideas into our engine so that those videos can go up, and the final judging then becomes done online by a lot of the people all over the country, so the kids get friends and family and schoolmates and team members all around the country to vote for them. Then those come down to a selection of five individual finalists and three teams of students that are fortunate to get flown out to Omaha and to present their ideas to a team of the most renowned educational and youth leaders in the country. This year, we had the president of the National Public Parent Teachers Association, the CEO of the National 4-H Council, senior vice president of Junior Achievement, and ultimately, they presented to Mr. Warren Buffett. One of the things that was very excited about this program is that the kids have to have a presentation to present to these judges, and many of them practice for quite some time because getting into a room with seven renowned judges to present their ideas to us is pretty daunting for, you know, a 10 or a 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Suffice to say, it was really extraordinary that these kids were able to stand in front of these people and make an extremely powerful and well-rounded presentation over 15 minutes. The judges had a very difficult time in selecting the national winner, both individual and in the team. But after quite a bit of time and a lot of arguing back and forth, they selected our national winners. The thing that's fortunate about these kids, the students that are selected as the finalists, each receive a $5,000 scholarship. And the two team members that were from Omaha this year also received $5,000 each. And then Mr. Buffett, because he was so really enthralled at the level of creativity and entrepreneurship, he gave all the finalists 10 shares of Berkshire B stock, which really is an extraordinary gift to really get these kids to be able to launch their business into the entrepreneurial community. And I must tell you, it's our fourth year, and we have seen the most extraordinary submissions by kids throughout this country. And we received entries from all 48 states and even some from Hawaii and Alaska. So we're really proud to be able to be the administrator of this campaign and look forward to year five, which will be kicking off in mid-October. So your listeners should be listening to the announcement on our website. Again, it's smckids.com for the launch of the fifth year of the Secret Billionaires Club program.
That's really exciting, and I'm so excited that I get to start after you. I get to start interviewing all the kids individually, and you know, we've never met before face to face. But my whole scheme and my whole reason for being is I'm a trader, and I'm a teacher as well. I teach adults how to trade, but I've instituted my curriculum for financial literacy into so far 45 high schools. So,
oh my God, that's very impressive.
So, and actually, I donated to the high schools because you know, I'm looking for sponsorship to sponsor around it. But we've been very, very successful in the local high schools in the Illinois area. And in fact, we're in out of the 10 top high schools in the state of Illinois, we're in 6 of them. So, but that's, we want to help everybody. We don't care. And I love what you're doing with your stuff. Now, what is your whole reason for being is all about the kids, these programs, or is there more to it?
Well, so when we started the company, actually our company was started by my then 11-year-old daughter, Cassidy. She actually came up with an invention for her disability. She had small motor skill issues. She couldn't write or draw very well. And so we got her a tutor to come to the house and asked her to do some drawing assignment. And unfortunately, she had said, do it crayon so I can see how you express yourself. And so Cassidy brought down her tub of crayons. All of the crayon pieces were broken, and so she wasn't able to manipulate it, and she got really upset. So this tutor wisely said to her, look, why don't you do something over the next week, and when I come back, let's see what you've got. A week later, she came back, and my daughter, sitting at the kitchen table, showed her this extraordinary drawing. And the woman couldn't understand how from a week ago she couldn't even lift up and manipulate a crayon. She had this real Picasso-esque kind of drawing. And so she said to her, well, I don't understand. How'd you do that? And sitting on the kitchen table, she had 12 plastic tubes with little broken pieces of crayon sticking out of the front of the tube. And she said, where'd you buy those? She said, I didn't buy them. I got them in the garbage.
Nice.
And the woman said, I don't understand. What do you mean? She said, well, my dad gave my mom a dozen roses for Valentine's Day. And I looked in the garbage, and I saw that there were these roses that were dead, but at the bottom were these little plastic tubes with water in it. And I realized that the thickness of the stem of the rose was the same thickness as a crayon. So I pulled out the plastic tube, I shook out the water, and I put the little broken pieces of crayon to help me write. My daughter utilized something from the trash to enable her to draw, and ultimately, we patented my daughter's invention. And 3 years later, my daughter Cassidy became one of the youngest inventors in the United States and received the first Youth Inventor of the Year award in the U.S. House of Representatives.
That is
that jump-started our company.
That is so exciting, and obviously you're a proud dad, and it's exciting, and I'm really excited to talk to the rest of the kids here. And Norm, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on air and tell us about the company. It's really a special treat, and you got a special group, and it's really great that you are trying to educate our youth, because I think that's the big thing that we're missing. Norm Goldstein, thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Todd, Bubba, you have a great day. Thanks for the call.
This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be back with the interviews right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
All right, boys, follow me. Mostly in eight. Stay with me now. Listen up. This is philosophical. Mud grips, white tip. Cigars sticking out of my face. Earnhardt Racing sticker on the window, banged up fender. 4x4 straight pipe roar. Primer and rust all over the door. Scarred up knuckles, mag belt buckle, white t-shirt.
Hey, Bubba Show listeners. You know how important education is to Bubba and how I preach that we need to learn and understand. Well, I've developed a high school curriculum for all of you educators out there that you can bring into your school at no cost to the school, which gives you everything from investing, from learning how to open up a credit card to a bank account, to all the way to trading sophisticated strategies. And you can work at your own pace. I have produced all the material that you will need to be a better teacher, investor yourself, as well as bringing it on to the young people of the world, because you know how important I do think that education is. I want you to email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get more information, more detail. You can take a quick look at my site at highschoolinvesting.com, but email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org because I want to hook your school up and make you guys better and help you help yourselves while you're helping your students. Hey, Bubba Show listeners, if you checked out the Sunday night call yet, if you haven't, you're making a huge mistake, and Bubba's going to tell you why. Each and every Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the Badger and me break down trades for the week. We watch them, we manage them, we recommend them, we help you trade them, we help you become more successful. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. I will send you a link to give you a one-month free trial and where you can check out 4 Sundays of what we're doing on the Sunday night call and decide if it's really for you. What you need to do is you need to email me right now at bubba@thebubbashow.org. I want to hook you up. I want you to be a part of my team. I want you to be better, and I want 2015 to be better than any year you've ever had. So email me now at bubba@thebubbashow.org, and I'll send you a link and hook you up for a free month of Sunday night calls. Traders, you have tried to rest. Now let's get to the best, and the best is Thinkorswim for your trading platform. They do it all, and not only that, but they've got so many exciting events coming up over the next couple of months that they are going to premiere here on The Bubba Show. I want everybody to be ready for those special events because Thinkorswim has everything the individual investor or trader needs. It sets you up. It puts you in a position. You've got indicators. You've got ways to track futures. You've got ways to track options. You've got ways to track volume. You've got ways to track volatility. They do everything. There is nothing for you. In fact, it almost trades by itself. But, of course, you're still going to have to make the final decision. But make sure you check out Thinkorswim through The Bubba Show. Just go to thebubbashow.org. Click that link, Thinkorswim. And we're going to take care of you because that's the software that Bubba and the Badger use. It is Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders, the best in the industry. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and as we start with our first interview from our Secret Millionaires Club, which was sponsored by basically Warren Buffett, our first man up and someone who's actually appeared on the show before and was actually the originator or the inventor of Silly Clips, now with a fresh new idea and one of the finalists in the Warren Buffett competition of the Secret Millionaires. It's a friend of mine and someone I know since he was very young, and he's still very young, but somebody I've known for quite a while. But it's Ethan Fisher from Steel Soul. How you doing, Ethan?
I'm doing great, Todd. How are you doing? Good to be on the show today.
I love to have you on. So, Ethan, you're now a whopping 12 years old, I think, right? Is that correct?
Yep.
And the first time I think the first time we interviewed you, you were 9. So you've come a long way, and you're on the independent entrepreneurial spirit, and you're always coming up with new products. So I know that you were in the competition for Warren Buffett, the Secret Millionaire. So tell us about the competition.
Oh, the contest was a really, really amazing experience. It was a lot of promotion for Steel Soul, especially being that the contest was right before the launching of the product. So it was a lot of exposure for Steel Soul. It was a really amazing experience. I got to meet some other young entrepreneurs, some other kids. They were really great to hang around with, and it was a really great experience. I got to meet, obviously, Mr. Buffett, which was pretty cool. He gave me some compliments on my product, and was interested with the licensing, which is which is pretty cool, you know, knowing that, that's coming from one of the richest men in the world and one of the most savviest entrepreneurs out there. So I know I'm on the right track. And that was a really, really awesome experience getting to meet everyone. I mean, and just being there, we went to a dinner. We saw, like, sharks. We went to a dinner in an aquarium. They closed it down for us, and we, it was a really amazing experience.
So, Ethan, tell us about your company and your product, SteelSoul.
All right, so SteelSoul is a company that specializes in manufacturing and distributing puncture-resistant insoles that you can easily slip into your everyday casual footwear to help prevent against accidental puncture wounds on the job site or really anywhere. SteelSoul is very useful to really anyone.
So who would you say would be your main market if you were, you know, obviously you're going to market to somebody. Now we know that everybody could use it, but when you designed the product, you probably had a specific market in mind. So who would be your ideal market?
Well, yeah, obviously everyone, because nobody likes to step on a nail. But our specific market, because you got to stay focused, obviously. The market right now would be, you know, people working in construction. Generally, to sum it up, people working in areas where you're very likely to step on a nail or sharp objects.
So we would look at probably contractors and carpenters, yeah, and people like that are, you know, you're walking on uneven terrain and anything can pop up. So, Ethan, as an entrepreneur, and again, you know, this is your second go around. I mean, you started with Silly Clips. Tell us about, you know, your daily schedule. You know, I know you go to school, or actually you're still homeschooled, so which is great, and you do some great work, and obviously a very bright young man. Tell us when you're done with your schoolwork, what do you start doing for your business, and how do you keep yourself up and going into new projects and be ready to go and get your and market your new product now?
Well, I'm always in contact with, I'm always up to date with everything that's going on with the product, with SteelSoul. I'm carbon copied on all the SteelSoul correspondence, and I leave input. So I'm very involved, you know, I'm very involved overall. Right now for me, it's actually summer break. So I have a lot more time to, you know, work on things that I like to do, such as my business. And, you know, of course, some things that 12-year-olds like to do as well, obviously. But it gives me a lot more flexibility and a lot more time. I'm always in contact with all the SteelSoul correspondence. So I'm always very up to date, and I always leave a lot of input. And being a co-founder, I am somebody that I'm a great percentage of the decision if something goes down.
That's great.
If we decide to do something or not.
That's terrific. So now do you get involved every day? Do you talk to the people every single day, or is it, you know, every couple of days? And where do you plan to market it? Where, like, should we start to look forward to seeing it in a store soon?
Yeah, I'm going to market it through many different channels. It would take me a while to list them all, but I'm just going to focus on the big box retailers right now, because that's really the first market that I'm going to attack, as well as the licensing. Matter of fact, actually, Todd, my dad said that you have some shoe companies, and you've been in the shoe space. So I think now that we've launched, I think that it'll be a lot better if we talk about that now, and if we have a talk about licensing, because I think that's going to be a lot better of an opportunity now that we've launched. Let's have a talk about that. Yeah.
That.
And then, as far as the big box retailers, I'm talking with Home Depot and a bunch of other big box retailers in the hardware space. And those are my two main ways that I'm going to attack right now. But also, there's many other ways that I market my product too.
Now, what was the most fun of the contest of the Secret Millionaires? Tell me the best part of the contest.
The best part of the contest? Well, that's a hard question to answer, because the contest overall was really an amazing experience. But if I had to pick one thing, I would have to say probably the presentation that I did, just because I practiced so much for it, and I was really excited to give it, and I was really excited to talk to all these judges. And that was my favorite experience. And my second favorite was the celebration dinner after the winner was announced. And we got to go into the Omaha Zoo, and after they closed, we got to be in a reserved party, and we got to go in the aquarium and eat dinner. And there was an aquarium surrounding us. So
that's pretty.
There was sharks over your head. It was really amazing.
That's pretty cool.
That was my second favorite. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So now, you know, as you go, are you in any big box retailers yet? Have you secured any deals yet?
Well, I actually just got my product liability insurance buttoned up. So I'm talking to big box retailers right now, but I'm not currently in any right now.
Okay. So,
yeah,
Ethan, tell us about...
I think I'm going to be meeting Home Depot in Atlanta in June or July, so...
All right, so tell us how
there's a lot going on.
If we want to look at your product and see what you've done, is there a website we can go to look at it?
Yes, steelsole.com, and that's steelsole.com.
Okay.
So the sole of your shoe and then steel, yeah.
So if there's somebody out there, you know, that's listening that says, you know, hey, that's a great idea. I love what Ethan Fisher is doing, I want to get involved and I want to look at his product, so they can go to your website. How else can they get a hold of you?
How else can they get a hold of me? Well, you can email us at info@steelsole.com. I would give my phone number, but you know, obviously I'm on a public interview, but yeah.
So if you no problems. Yeah, so if you have If you are, you know, a young, you're a young man and you've done some very terrific things, you got about 30 seconds, if you can, to tell other young people why what you've done is so important, how much it's helped you.
Well, I mean, it's preparing me so much for life and for adult life. You know, I'm taking on a lot of responsibilities that adults are taking on right now. And I'd be taking on the same responsibilities at school, but at least I'm promoting a product. And I found that with those responsibilities, I've gotten new privileges. I just opened up a TD Ameritrade account recently, and a brokerage account. I just got it funded. So I'm an official TD Ameritrade brokerage customer now. I think that I'm not the biggest expert on stocks and all that. So I think that your website, High School Investing, is definitely a very viable resource to become a lot more educated on stocks.
Ethan Fisher, we appreciate.
Yeah, it's preparing me for life. Yeah.
We appreciate your time. Thank you for joining the Bubba Show.
Thank you so much.
This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break. I've got a whole lot more to say. Roy just crossed the floor. Bubba Show listeners, you know what a big fan I am of Thinkorswim, the platform built by traders for traders. And you also know that Bubba can help hook you up. All you have to do is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. But what I wanted to talk to you about today is that through the month of January, every Wednesday night, Thinkorswim is going to have a special webinar. Whether you are a beginner or an intermediate, they've got two separate ones that will help you become a better master of the platform that you're using, which ties into what Bubba does here on the show every single day. So every Wednesday night, it's 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, Thinkorswim will offer a one-hour, either beginner or intermediate webinar that will help you become a better trader. If you want to get hooked up, just email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org, and I will give you all the details of all the different webinars that Thinkorswim is offering. Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. What's up, Bubba Show listeners? Bubba here. You know, I've always thought of ways to better educate and better help the individual trader and investor, as well as some of the brokers out there. But one of the things I always found out was the lack of real good, solid information. You know, are you tired of the fear ads? Are you tired about the fear mongers grabbing out to you and telling you how the world is coming to an end? We all know that the market has had a dramatic run here, and at some point it's going to sell off and there's going to be a big correction, and we're going to have another bear market at some point. Does that mean you should pull your investing out? Does that mean you should change things? Well, Bubba has a couple of strategies to offer you, and we do talk about options protection for a long-term portfolio and how to keep you in the game. But one of the things that we do have coming out in the year 2015 is I have assembled a team of experts that are going to put together a monthly newsletter for everybody that will come out the first of every month talking about the overall market conditions, whether you talk about commodities, alternative investments, equities, oil, everything that you can imagine that you can be involved in. And we are going to do this each and every month. We've got the top guys in the business, Keith Bliss, Scott Chalady, myself, the Badger. We're all going to be writing and contributing to this particular newsletter. And this is something that will be each and every month. The first of the month will be delivered to you through email. We're going to be working on this. It's the subscription fee for this is $99 a year. You will get 12 issues loaded with strategies, webinars. You'll be invited to webinars. It will be the answer to all of your investing needs. All you need to do is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org and say, I want to be part of that letter. I want to be ahead of everybody else, because you will be there if you do so. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org right now, and we'll get you hooked up. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. As we start to move into 2015, don't you think it's time you started to take care of your portfolio? Don't you think it's time that you decided that you were going to be the one in control? Don't you think it's time that you take control of your investing life? Well, Bubba's got just the answers for you. You know, if you stay with me on The Bubba Show, you know that I talk often about how to protect your portfolio, what to do. Well, now I'm going to make available to you some great trading tips on how to better improve your portfolio, how to better improve your trading performance. And all you have to do to get those is to email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org, and I'm going to hook you up. Again, we're going to continue to build the website. We're going to continue to build the business. So all you need to do is email me to bubba@thebubbashow.org and say, I want some help. I want to be better in 2015. Email me, bubba@thebubbashow.org. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, working on our Secret Millionaires Club and the contest finalists. And our next guest up is got an idea beyond the books, and it's Miro. Miro, how you doing, and welcome to the show.
Good, thank you.
So tell us about who you are, give us a little background, and then tell us about your idea.
Okay, so I'm Miro. I'm in eighth grade. And my business is called Beyond the Books. Beyond the Books is essentially a website where people join together to collaboratively make online courses. So people that are interested in subjects that the school doesn't teach can go on this website to build the courses with others, and then that website, that course is now forever on that website for people to use.
Is that something that kids can get for free, or is it a membership, or is there a fee to join this club?
It makes the profit of the website is made off of ads, so yes, it's 100% free.
Really? And if do you have advertisers for your website already?
I do not.
Oh, that's okay. And tell us the website.
The website's not up yet.
Okay. All right, no problem. And so tell us about how you got interested in this and how you got to the contest and how you did and what you thought of the entire contest.
Well, at my school, we have last year we had a finalist, so that's how I learned about the competition, and then I was inspired for my business because I'm just someone who likes learning, so I thought I would just use this passion to go into the competition.
Okay, and then, you know, when you did the competition, What was the process? How long did it all take? And you know, like, how long were you involved? And how much work did you have to do to be prepared for this competition?
Well, in the preliminary round, like the first one, you have to answer like 12 questions. And I'm sure if you wanted to, like, you know, just kind of like fly by that, you could answer like each of them shortly. But I wrote a few paragraphs for each, so it was quite a lot of work. Then as a semifinalist, I made a video. It was 3 minutes long. And then as a finalist, I prepared a presentation and an exhibit table.
And when you made the presentation, were you nervous? Was it fun? Did you get thrilled? What was your feeling when you were giving the presentation at the finals?
Well, I was really nervous because I was preparing like a script, and I just couldn't keep by the script without like looking at my paper. Then at some point, I just shot the script, and freestyling was much more easy. So it was really just a matter of how comfortable we are with our business and how ready you are to talk about it.
All right, and you sound like you're very well prepared, and you sound obviously well beyond your years with your intelligence level. How do you do in school? Are you a good student?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, and so as you came up with this idea, what brought this particular idea to you? What made you decide that you wanted to build something that everybody could share and benefit from?
Well, last summer, I was trying to study a subject called human geography because I was just bored one summer and I wanted to learn it. And I looked all around the internet, and there was zero resources on it, no resources. And I was like, well, I'm going to self-study the subject, but that still is not going to leave any resources for people in the future. If that inspired me to make the website. So I'm going to make this website. And as I build the course, A, people can help me, and B, the resource will be there online forever for anyone to use. It'll really just diversify the websites online, just diversify the educational sources. Another thing is like Khan Academy, websites like that. They have like a staff that produces content. The reason my website's different is because we don't have a staff. We have anyone can use it. So that way it's much more prolific, like much more content will be made, much more less common subjects will be created, and it'll just be like a really valuable online source.
It sounds like it's a great thing for everybody. So right now you have the what courses are you working on right now, or what things are you getting ready to put up when you do indeed get everything up? Do you have anything in mind, or do you have some already ready to go?
Yeah, the first subject I'm going to work on is the one I wanted to study 2 years ago, human geography. That inspired me to make the website. Of course, I will be making the website as well this summer.
Okay, and so you're getting ready. Obviously, you're in eighth grade, so you're getting ready to go to high school. Are you? Have you always had this little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit? Is this something that's been in with you for a long time?
I actually have not. When I entered the competition, I just kind of thought of it because I do a lot of academic competitions, like I do poetry competitions for German, just like a bunch of different things. And so when I entered this competition, I was like, all right, just another competition for school. But when it came to the finals, I saw these kids that were like have owned like three businesses and like were entrepreneurs since they were like 1 year old, and it really inspired me and it really made me want to build the business. So it kind of brought me into a whole new world because I really wasn't an entrepreneur before the competition.
Well, that's pretty cool though. I mean, you know, you're a smart young man and you're from the East Coast and you know, obviously very competitive out there. So what? Is this something you would like to build into a big business and maybe be actually your career going forward and build this into, you know, something that becomes just a big business and where everybody wants to contribute to it?
Well, that'd be great. That's the goal. Of course, I'm going to build a business no matter what. And whether it's unsuccessful is just, I think that's secondary. I think having a business, being an entrepreneur is one thing, and that'll just get me places and be kind of a jump start for other businesses that I may have in the future. But if it's successful, that's wonderful.
Well, of course, you know, listen, you're going to work hard. It's going to be successful. And then it'll be the degree of success. But I'm very confident. I love the idea that you have. So if you were looking like, so we know one product or one, you know, class or bit of information you want to put on your site. What do you think would be the next couple of things that might be important to get up there, in your opinion, from, you know, your knowledge and from where you are? What would you like to see as part of the website and as far as future classes or study materials that you can put on that website?
Okay, so I'm looking for, I mean, obviously anyone can put anything on the website, it's their choice, but I think something that's going to make the website an asset in the future is less common subjects, because someone obviously could go on there and make an algebra subject and make a American history subject, but we all learn that in school, so it's not really going to be used in the future. I'm looking for things like Italian, like human geography, robotics, things that you really aren't taught in school, so that this website would become an asset in the future for people that want to use it.
So that's, you know, I find that to be very exciting from my standpoint, you know, because I've always said, you know, you guys are much younger. And of course, when I went to high school, they actually taught people trades. You know, you could learn things like auto mechanics and cabinet work and things like that. And you could actually, if you weren't someone who was qualified or didn't want to go on to higher education, then you had some sort of a skill you could take with you. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to bring that to the public through a website where people can either learn about subjects or actually learn something maybe about possible skills that could help them develop themselves later in life. Would that be a good statement?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so can you tell us, you know, what is the your timing now? Like, what are you going to get ready, and what do you first to, when do you plan to get the website up, and when do you, you know, plan on and getting more content, and how are you going to achieve getting more people to contribute to the website?
Okay, so the first step is, well, it's summer now. I just finished my last final exam, and so now my first step is start building a website. I'm fairly experienced in programming. I know Python, I know HTML. So building a website, it's going to be kind of a challenge. I have to learn SQL, it's a new programming language, but I think I could do it. And content-wise, I'm obviously going to contribute when I want to self-study subjects. I know a few of my friends want to contribute. My brother wants to contribute. And as to getting like mass contributors, one of the things I said in my presentation to the judges is that I would go to, you know, YouTube has like thousands of tutorials online. You know, like how to learn Python, how to learn all these different things. I would go reach out to these YouTubers and say, would you please consider doing this on my platform? There's 1,000 people. Like thousands of people are doing the same thing as you online, so really there's nothing separating you from them. Come on my website, and it'll really give you an upper edge. I don't know. Hopefully that will kickstart the content to be made.
That's really exciting. Now, do you own the domain name Beyond the Books?
I actually don't, because when I made the idea a few months ago, again, I didn't think it was going to become a business. I definitely didn't think I was going to win. And so I think Beyond the Books is copyrighted.
Okay.
So I will be changing that.
You'll be thinking of a name. But that's great. But, you know, look, you always start with an idea, and I love the idea. In fact, I also have I actually teach at high schools how to invest. So I understand what you're doing, and I think there's nothing more valuable, first of all, for your own personal experience, because it really teaches you about life's lessons. And then now you'll build this business and you'll start to attract people to add content and help you build. So your next step is to build the website, get it up, and then we have to find a name to go. And what do you got planned for the summer now that you're going to be in summer break pretty soon, or already are in summer break?
I have my workout out for me. I need to get the business, get the website. Start contributing. That's really going to be my main work this summer.
You're going to have to let us know what the website is, because we're gonna broadcast it out on the Bubba Show when you get it up and when you're ready, because we want to make sure that people get a benefit, because it's not often we get to meet young entrepreneurs, young people that really have a passion and a way to work with things. And it's been certainly my pleasure to have you on today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Miro Burgum, from Beyond the Books, who was a qualifier in the Secret Millionaires Club from the Warren Buffett contest. And Miro is in eighth grade. Miro, are you going into high school now?
Yeah, I'm going to high school
this year. Okay, so he's going into high school. Another young entrepreneur, and we appreciate his time, and we're glad we have it on. This is the Bubba Show with Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. And we, again, want to thank Miro Burgum for sharing his idea, Beyond the Books. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you right back after the break.
Thank you.
Heading down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours.
Traders, have you ever heard the term, there is no time like the present? Well, Bubba's here telling you there is no time like the present. The Badger and me have put together a series of webinars, a 12-week webinar package of teaching you options from the very beginning. In other words, if you don't know anything about options, it's for you. If you're very advanced in options, it's for you, because we're going to get to all of the strategies that you can possibly ever want to get to trade, invest, or protect your long-term portfolio. This will be a group that is a maximum size of 10 participants per webinar series, in which the Badger and I will teach you basically one-on-one how options work, how they trade, how they benefit you, and how to help you increase yield on your current portfolio or put yourself in a better place of trading going forward. All you need to do to get more information is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. There is a cost to this program, but email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org and I'll give you all the information that you need to know. Traders, are you tired of all the fear propaganda out there? Just a few years ago, the dollar was no longer going to be the reserve currency. Are you tired of hearing all the crap from everybody who's trying to settle and peddle you fear? Well, listen to me. Bubba here has decided to assemble a staff of the top traders, and these are real traders, in the world, putting together a monthly newsletter for you, the individual trader, talking about what's going on in the markets, what we expect to go on in the markets, and how to help you profit from them. It's strictly going to be news related, telling you things we're seeing and things you should be looking for. Now, this is going to have a cost. It's going to be $99 a year. I've got the top experts in the world, all names that you will recognize that are all real traders. To get involved, just email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. The cost is $99 a year to get this monthly report every single month. So email me now at bubba@thebubbashow.org. Advisors and investors, it's 2015. The stock market has not gone had a 10% correction for over 5 years. I think it's time for you to check out my friends over at Circle Squared Alts. At Circle Squared Alts, ALTS.com. That's our friend Jeff Sika, who has an alternative investment strategy that will help you become a better investor, a better trader, and it's great at matching trader to advisor. We have a program that helps advisors and teaches how to hedge out a normal portfolio without having to get out of your portfolio. We also have advice for investors and how to direct them to the right advisor. So if you're an advisor or if you're an investor, you have to check out Circle Squared Alts, ALTS.com, my man Jeff Sika, and check it out, because I'm telling you right now, we all need more and a better way to trade and invest. Check it out, CircleSquaredAlts.com. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And as we continue on with our Secret Millionaires finalists from the Warren Buffett contest, we have now bring aboard to the Bubba Show Alisa Choksi from Hand Me Down. Alisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So, Alisa, tell us about Hand Me Down. What is it? What do you do? And what are you looking to do?
Well, Hand Me Down is a business that I actually want to start. It's a social network, and so the purpose of it is to empower school-age girls, and they do that by handing down their knowledge, experiences, mentorship, skills, and even just fun stuff like old recipes. And also, they can hand down their actual hand-me-downs. For example, you know, I can post a picture of my old dress, and a girl from another country could see it and then actually receive it for free.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So not only is this going to be an idea thing, but it's also you can actually help people throughout the country as well, or throughout the world.
Yeah, that's like the main purpose of it. It's to promote girl empowerment, and it's worldwide.
And of course, we all believe that girl empowerment should be a much bigger thing. And I'm glad that somebody like you has taken it apart. Alisa, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you? Where you are in school, and what you're doing?
Oh, so I'm in eighth grade. I'm from New Jersey. And, well, currently I'm a Girl Scout cadet. And that's actually also one of the reasons of how I created my business. Through Girl Scouts, I've done so many service projects. And I'm working on my Silver Award right now. So, like, one of the projects we did was we made dresses out of old pillowcases. for girls in Africa that who don't even have enough money for to buy actual clothes. And so we made dresses and we sent it to them. But after that, I started to wonder what else they might need other than just clothes, food, water, mentorship, skills. And like, we just received a small letter from them, and that wasn't really enough. So I wanted to create a way to connect with them and help understand their needs.
And how do you connect? What is your way of connecting with everybody, and how does this whole process work?
Well, they might just need, well, they, I assume that they just have an internet connection and just Wi-Fi, but not actually food and water. So, I would be able to connect with them on the social network, and I could post a picture, I could comment them, message them individually, and it basically, it connects everyone.
Okay, cool. And so you have obviously a social media page or a website, and what is that? What are those? And if somebody who's listening to the show wanted to be a part and look at what you're doing, how would they go about doing that?
Well, it's a website and an app, and then I need to build those basically and just create my idea.
Okay, so the website has not been built yet, but you do have. Do you have a social media page and where you display these pictures and things right now?
No, not yet. But I have contact pages and
okay.
I have mock-ups. And so my idea is to actually create them. And I even have a domain name.
And what is the domain name?
Handmedown.org.
Okay, and what is your, so you're working to build this, you haven't put it up yet, so you haven't actually started the empowerment of what you want to do, and you know, it's a great idea. So what are your next steps to build this business, and when do you expect it to be up and running?
Well, I need to fund it, actually, and so a couple ways I want to do that is I want to raise most of the money by myself. So I want to, you know, hold bake sales and lemonade stands. But in addition, my parents are also willing to act as sharks from Shark Tank to help fund Hand Me Down.
Okay, so did you have to pitch your parents and to see if they like your business plan?
They love it. Yeah.
So what is your business plan, and what do you see this being in the future?
I see it as a way that will completely revolutionize the world, because it's promoting girl empowerment, and I feel that girls would really benefit from it.
Okay, and so if girls would benefit from it, which is great, and it's a wonderful idea. So are you going to work this summer? Are you going to start with the bake sales? When do you think you'll have the money raised, and how much money do you think you have to raise to get started?
Well, my guess is like $5,000, maybe more, yeah.
Okay, and...
to like develop the app, the website, get advertising out.
Now, do you have have you started like with a Facebook page for social media or a Twitter account or anything like that?
That's actually my next step, yeah.
Okay.
But I haven't yet.
Okay, and so are you going to, do you look to work on that this summer when you're on summer break? Do you figure you'll have
I'm on summer break right now, and every day I'm really working towards getting my business idea out.
Okay, and so what are some of the things you're doing now to get that idea out and be prepared to take that next step and actually, you know, open the door, so to speak, of your business?
Well, as I said, I'm raising money through lemonade stands. I'm creating mock-up websites, and I'm just getting the word out to all my friends and family members.
And how will you get the word out once you get, you know, to the next step and we get the app built and we get the website up? How will you get that message out to the world, so to speak? Because we obviously you're starting with friends and family, and then of course we want to push that out further. So how will you get that idea out and get the great things that you're doing even out further?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can use social media such as Instagram and Facebook, and also I think I would speak to local schools about it and even other Girl Scout troops, because I would be able to do that. I'm a Girl Scout, and get the word out, and I'm hoping it'll spread through word of mouth.
Okay, and so you're a girl, and how long have you been a Girl Scout for?
Oh, about 5 years.
And is that something that you really enjoy?
Oh, yes, totally. It's been a key part of my life, yeah.
Yeah, good, and that's great. And then, so will you speak to other troops? Have you spoken to other troops now already about your idea, or are you waiting to get more ready to go? What's your timeline on that?
Well, I've already spoken to my troop about it, and, you know, my Girl Scout troop has actually spread the word to other troops, so that's been great. But, yeah, I'm working on expanding it.
And, you know, as you expand, are you bringing in some, do you have some partners, like some of your friends, are they heavily involved with you as well, or are you taking this project on all by your lonesome?
Well, I have my family. They've been really helpful to me, and my friends are really supportive of it, but I'd say that I'm taking initiative on my own.
And do you see this as a future business for you? I mean, when you get through your school, through high school and then college, do you look at this as maybe a business that you can actually run for the rest of your life, and maybe this could be your career?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, this is going to be huge once I actually create my business.
And yeah. have you taken the time to, you know, write a business plan, or are you kind of just thinking about it? What are you doing as far as some of the workings to, you know, tell yourself what are the next steps, how am I going to be prepared, and what are you doing there? Good question,
well,
huh?
Yeah. I'm working on my business plan.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. No, look, again, it's not easy to, you know, to come and create a business that nobody's thought of before. I mean, I think the idea is phenomenal. I think that, you know, people will enjoy, and I think that you'll actually, not only will you be able to make money, but you'll be able to help people that are in need, which I think, do you think there's anything better than to be able to actually monetize and make money on a new company, and then also at the same time being able to help people that are less fortunate than you?
No, I don't. Hand-Me-Down will do that, though.
No, I know. Well, and that's what's exciting about, you know, what you have to offer is the whole concept to me seems very exciting, that, you know, that we can see a great potential for your company and for what you're doing. And it's been really a pleasure to have you on air today, Alyssa Chauksy. Thank you so much for your time and coming and spending some time with the Bubba Show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
That has been Alyssa Chauksy, and this concludes the first day of our Secret Millionaires Club that is being sponsored by Warren Buffett, and we're talking to all the finalists. Anyways, everybody have a great day. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you later. Thanks, Alyssa. Hello.
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Put some feel good in my soul. Drank a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Want a little more ride.